The Crude Life with host Jason Spiess.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground running. And I must say, I've never seen so much weakness in one place. They put the 20-inch bicep with no strength, cause you've been wrapping it around all the wrong things.
Welcome to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spiess. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week. We have a fabulous show in store for you. Curtis Shuck with the Well Done Foundation, the chairman of the Well Done Foundation, joins us in just a moment or two as we look at Earth Day and all the work that Curtis Shuck has been doing with his orphan wells and the Well Done Foundation, plugging them across Shale Play USA. In fact, Oil City USA today, as we talk to Curtis Shuck while he's down in Louisiana. Part of that Tito's Vodka, handmade spirits, handmade vodka partnership he has going down there. Plus, a big announcement coming from Curtis Shuck this morning. Then we go to the Marcellus and we talk with Jim Willis with the Marcellus Drilling News. Gives us an update what's happening out there in the Marcellus and how some valuations of companies are doing as well. And Joe Sinnott with Whitting Partners coaches us through this episode today with how when St. Peter's wins and the whole team leaves and the coach leaves, when success actually depletes you, meaning that bigger companies or more experienced companies handpick your coach, your players, your HR department, your sales, your marketing, you name it. Just like in sports, when somebody will leave a team high and dry, we'll talk about that in the world of business. Not high and dry. What's wrong with bettering your opportunities? Of course, when I grew up, you didn't get a new job every other year. No, you kept a job for 10 years minimum. Well, times have changed, so we need Joe Sinnott of Whitting Partners to talk more about how to guide us through this new time in the workplace. Plus, our big exclusive interview with Elma Cook, singer-songwriter, and she also does compliance safety checks out in the oil fields with Cook Compliance Safety. 5,000 Candles, that's the name of her big hit single that is out on video and is currently in the final stages of being an album. Elma Cook, coming up a little bit later on today. All right, that plus much more today on the Crude Life Week in Review. Let's get to Mr. Curtis Shuck of the Well Done Foundation, the chairman of the board. Mr. Curtis Shuck himself, not only does he understand the supply chain of what it needs to be involved with making Earth Day happen, but also right now he's plugging wells all over the U.S. And where in the world of Carmen San Diego Oil Shale Play USA are you today?
Jason, I'm sitting in front of our team facility here in Oil City, Louisiana, up in Caddo Parish, which is, fun fact, the birthplace of offshore drilling in the United States of America. How about that? You know, I think a result of that is kind of what we're announcing today, too, which is bringing a new corporate sponsor onto the team, which we're super excited about. So,
did we announce that, by the way? Did we announce your new corporate sponsor, or are you still waiting to announce that?
Drum roll, please. I was waiting for the drum roll.
Come on, okay, man. Well, let me get one here. Okay. Nice.
What we've got is we're announcing our partnership with New Light Technologies out of Huntington Beach, California. So they are the producers of what's called air carbon, and you know that's a kind of a natural non carbon or carbon negative regenerative ocean degradable material that's being used to replace plastic, and they've got all kinds of really cool programs from from silverware to anything where plastic could potentially enter into the waste stream and make its way back to the ocean. And whether it's straws or, you know, plates or, like I said, cutlery, they're looking at, you know, all kinds of really exciting programs. And so we've been working with New Light Technologies actually since November. And they plugged a well with us up in Montana. And since that time, we've been working hard to put this program together. But it's a 10-year relationship with the New Light Technologies team that has us literally plugging hundreds of wells with them over that 10-year period. And so, you know, super exciting to be able to, you know, to start co-branding with a company like that. That's just amazing. And so, you know, we kind of laugh internally that, you know, it's kind of, now it's, you know, the air, land and sea, right? So we've got, you know, are making an impact or co-branding with folks across all those spaces. So super exciting.
That's incredible. That's fantastic news. Wow.
Yeah.
10-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's that's a commitment. Wow. I mean, so New Light Technologies out of Huntington Beach. See, I lived in Huntington Beach for a year. And across, I was on Brookhurst across the street. We were in Newport Beach. So depends on, you know, who I'm talking to, I say where I'm from. But I lived in Huntington Beach. So, yeah, I am familiar with that company. Great company, by the way. Congratulations.
Yeah, no, we are super excited about that. It creates a great platform to do a bunch of really good work. The brand is so powerful. We're certainly fortunate to be connected with them, and you know, just the, you know, what the benefit that working together is going to deliver over that 10-year period is huge. So,
well, that's neat. Okay, this company you mentioned, it basically is replacing plastics with other kinds of biodegradable matter, I guess, or mm-hmm. or whatever the, I don't know what the right word would be. I guess substance. I guess, you know, we're doing something similar with the Crude Life to piggyback off your amazing announcement, because we're going along the same routes where we partnered with the Industrial Forest, where we're helping them bring sustainable straws. So straws that are made out of, you know, corn, and straws that are made out of, you know, tea leaves and carrots and different things, as long as the story is being told how they're being made. So that way the education process is there about, hey, all energy has a purpose. Let's figure out its best use, the best way to use it, and how it can coexist together. That's really what I'm seeing the future going along the lines of, and that's what this reminds me of. This reminds me of how everything we've been talking about for the past decade is now coming to fruition.
You bet. No, and how exciting to, you know, to be able to, you know, in this crazy day and age, to be able to, you know, partner together and team up. You know, we call it a collaboration, certainly, and, you know, being able to leverage, you know, both of our strengths for a really, really important project. And so, you know, we're excited about, you know, that relationship and, you know, where that leads and how we can work together. And it's really a national effort. You know, they're a national brand, and, you know, mm-hmm. we're kind of becoming that also as we're working, you know, across the U.S. So it's going to be a great fit.
So I got to ask you then, is a 10-year deal, obviously, and I'm looking at the clock, and I know we're short on time, and I appreciate the time you've given us, but last time we talked, you rattled off some numbers of your projections, how many that you've done and how many that you guys are planning to do over the next year. That was before this announcement. Has those numbers changed? Do I need an update on these different numbers? How many have you done and how many are you going to do?
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to help us scale up for sure, Jason. And so, you know, that's the key. And like I said earlier, you know, we definitely have more wells than money.
Yeah.
But this is really going to help us, like I said, to move in some really important directions. You know, I also mentioned a new team we're working with in down in Scottsdale, Arizona, that's supporting us with a lot of our back office work, a lot of systems development for us as we're growing. And it's an exciting time. So, I guess I'm not really ready to share any new projections, but maybe we save that for our next discussion. How about?
And that was Curtis Shuck with the Well Done Foundation. Coming up next, we talk with singer-songwriter Elma Cook. My name is Jason Spies. This is the Crude Life Week in Review.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you're never going to believe this, but MyPillow has gone doggone crazy. If you go to MyPillow right now and click on the special radio listeners link, you will have unbelievable specials for your best friend and yourself, too. Let's not forget about the $20 pillow to go along with these doggone crazy prices, like the pet blanket as low as $19.59 with the promo code Otis, or how about the MyPillow dog bed as low as $19.99, and their new product, Bleed Clot Pet, is flying off the shelves. It's ideal for dogs, cats, birds, and other pets. Folks, you are going to want to take advantage of this doggone crazy sale happening right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio specials link, and you'll get deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including these doggone crazy prices. Do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running around that don't sleep the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Coming up next, we talk with oil field worker and singer songwriter Elma Cook. Gonna go to the Zoom line audio. Look at that. We got to get all kinds of sponsors here. But how's Elma Cook doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jason?
Excellent. Thanks for joining the program here. 5,000 candles is the big reason we're going to be talking. But first, hey, we got socked by snow up here. We got like 30 inches in Minot.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable.
Minot, as they say in the national media. Williston, I talked to a gentleman that we both know up there for Train ND the other day, and he said 24 inches they got. So, you got any snow stories up when you're up in the Bakken? And you're in, of course, Hollywood right now in Los Angeles, so you don't have any snow there, do you?
Oh, I conveniently dipped out right when the snowstorm hit. No, but you know what I keep hearing, Jason, and this is so typical of Williston and the whole state of North Dakota, is people are just hauling their friends out of ditches, helping strangers, bringing people food. Like the stories of camaraderie and neighborliness are just really remarkable. So that's been warming my heart.
That's great. Yeah. How about you? Did you get stuck in any blizzards up there?
I live very much on the careful side.
Okay.
I don't leave my house as much as I can help it, especially when there's any kind of danger. So, no good stories.
I always feel for those gentlemen up 150 feet up on those rigs, changing apparatuses and fracking equipment and that sort of thing, the drills. That they have to change. They're like, changing flags up on flagpoles up there. And I'm going, man.
Oh, my gosh.
75 mile an hour winds, horizontal snow. No, thank you.
No, thank you to me, too. Yeah. I'll work from an office any day.
Tip my hard hat to those gentlemen and women.
1,000%. Mm-hmm.
So 5,000 candles, the big release. How did it go? Walk us through it. This had to be a pretty emotional event for you.
Yeah, the release of this song was really, really special. I mean, talk about tipping your hard hat to hardworking men and women of North Dakota. This song was really just meant to be a tribute to these workers out here who don't get much credit, especially in the national media. And frankly, Jason, people are really enjoying it. All I wanted to do is make this town proud. And, you know, it's getting hundreds of shares on Facebook and tons of comments from people I don't know. I'm getting emails from people I've never met saying, I'm a fifth generation oil field worker and this song means so much to me. So honestly, those emails mean more to me than like, you know, front page of the Sunday paper or the Williston Herald. But I am getting a good deal of press as well that I'm really delighted by.
How about the song itself? Talk about the meaning behind it and, you know, the 5,000 candles, what that means and how that ties in with the mission management and the oil field.
Yeah, I mean, so I always tell people that when I first joined this industry, I didn't know the difference between a drilling rig and a cell phone tower. I was green as can be. And so the first time flying into Williston, North Dakota at night, you know, you see all these flares. You have no context for what they are. You just know, you know, especially if you're a poet like me, they look pretty. They look kind of magical and enchanting. So I'd started writing that song years ago from that standpoint of just like, I don't know what this is, but it's pretty cool. And then, of course, you know, as you spend more time in the play, you're like, oh wait, nobody likes natural gas flares. This isn't something we want. The oil companies don't like it. You know, the environmentalists don't like it. We would all love to see them completely go away. And, you know, we've been doing a great job of reducing emissions statewide. So I really, particularly in the video, I tried to focus not so much on like celebrating the flares, because who wants to do that, and more on celebrating the people, the faces of these everyday Americans who are powering the entire world's economy. That's where the song came from. It came very much from my early days in oil and gas, but the video was inspired by my own clients. My own clients are featured in it. Several locals that have helped me out in so many ways are featured in it. So it's a tribute to the humanity, and I'm really trying to communicate the dignity of these people to a national public who may not appreciate them.
Talk to me about the video. You mentioned some of your clients are in there. There's people that live out in the oil field. We're talking real hardworking men and women, community folks out there. So I don't think a lot of people might not realize that. This is actually a very good PR piece, you know, not only for your business, but for the industry and just kind of what life is like out there. Explain that and talk a little bit about that, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So when the average American thinks about oil and gas, I think they're imagining some kind of boardroom with a bunch of fat cats that are eating like prosciutto with like a tiny pickle knife or something. Huh. But what they don't realize is like, it's not the BPs and the Shells and the Exxons that are running the sector. It's the small businesses. Some of them have 2 employees. Some of them are 5 employees, 20, 100 employees, like small businesses. And that's really the backbone. You know, the BPs and the Shells, they own these assets. They own the mineral rights and so forth. Not to get too nerdy, but those everyday service providers are the ones who are actually providing the labor, building and maintaining the asset. So that was something that I wanted to highlight in the video. You know, it's we have such a bad reputation nationally. I don't think people realize just how grassroots and local this industry is.
You know, ESG is a hot topic right now, and we can talk about that any direction you want to go, but. One thing I did want to bring up is I do believe this video would be considered something as ESG. It's a different way to communicate, and that is a big part of the ESG is figuring out ways to engage new ways. Patrick Payton from Midland, the mayor of Midland, Texas, who I think you've spoken to or know, he was on the program not even a month ago talking about sex trafficking. He's very big advocate for awareness when it comes to sex trafficking. And he brought up a great point, which is, you know, the warning signs for sex trafficking should be in training now, in oil field training, because it's so prevalent in some of those areas. When I think of your video, when I think of his comments, these are new innovative ways that are really kind of ESG-centric. Have you thought about that, your video being ESG at all?
Well, it's certainly true that the industry needs to focus on messaging, both inside things like the, you know, what Mayor Patrick was mentioning, and outside talking to the world. I haven't maybe found quite the magic wand that I need to you know, leverage that in all the ways I potentially could. But you're certainly right that it's really the time to get creative. That's something that I see you doing right now, Jason, with, not to butter you up, but with your ESG University, all of these these very, very creative branding strategies around plants and sustainability and build planting tree, you know, all of that. So I think we're starting to see a shift. If I had to guess, we're seeing a shift in the creativity in the industry, and we're going to start seeing a lot more of these interesting campaigns that aren't just PR stunts. You know, they are creating meaningful change on the ground.
To listen to the full-length interview with Elma Cook or to check out other exclusive interviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coming up next, it's Jim Willis with the Marcellus Drilling News. My name is Jason Spies. This is the Crude Life Week in Review.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you're never going to believe this, but MyPillow has gone doggone crazy. If you go to MyPillow right now and click on the special radio listeners link, you will have unbelievable specials for your best friend and yourself, too. Let's not forget about the $20 pillow to go along with these doggone crazy prices, like the pet blanket as low as $19.59 with the promo code Otis, or how about the MyPillow dog bed as low as $19.99? And their new product, Bleed Clot Pet, is flying off the shelves. It's ideal for dogs, cats, birds, and other pets. Folks, you are going to want to take advantage of this doggone crazy sale happening right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio specials link, and you'll get deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including these doggone crazy prices. Do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
It's not in my veins to be playing games, but I could write a book, call it Made You Look. Leave it up to me, can I let it be?
Welcome back to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Coming up next, we talk with Jim Willis with the Marcellus Drilling News.
Jim Willis, Marcellus Drilling News.
Thank you for joining the phone line here today as we check out here in the Industrial Forest Studios. We're making our way out to the Marcellus Shale Play with Jim Willis, Marcellus Drilling News. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jason?
Pretty good. It's we're well past spring, and I understand you guys are getting some snow, too.
Yeah, kind of a freaky deaky thing. We had a major system here just a few days ago that dumped a record setting between 2 days, 14 inches of heavy wet snow in this area, and it took down approximately half of the power for half of the population in Broome County, which is where I'm located. And it's just now, you know, like 3 days later, starting to get restored. So, yeah, that was kind of a surprise.
Pennsylvania has all those trees. My goodness, were the trees okay, or did the branches snap?
Yeah, I'm just on the New York side of the border, so I'm not in Pennsylvania, but on the other side and on this side, a lot of trees came down, a lot of branches came down. I had a big branch come down in my yard. In fact, I walked around the neighborhood, and there were branches down probably every place or every other place in the entire neighborhood.
Boy, I tell you, in the Black Hills, they had that wet snow that just broke a bunch of the trees up there in the Black Hills. And, boy, that does a lot of just wreaks havoc, not only on the government systems, but on the ecosystem and the whole deal.
Yeah.
And That's something else. Did anything happen with the power out there? Do you guys have any power issues or anything with the just the unseasonable cool?
Yeah, I mean, we because of the down branches, we lost power. We didn't have power for about, 30 hours or so. And a lot of people lost power. Half the county lost power. And there are still some people that don't have it back yet. Some people that we know personally still don't have their power back. But
10 years ago when I was doing a talk radio, but we were the news station too. So whenever people go to us for storms, we were known as the weather Nazis, not Nazis, terrorists, weather, because you couldn't say Nazis anymore. So it was terrorists, weather terrorists, because you got to inflate the weather so people listen, right? And so we would get accused of that all the time, and they were probably a little more right than wrong, but whatever. But the problem is that when accidents and when emergencies really do happen, they are real. And one of the things that was so interesting is when we would get these wet snows and we get these ice snows, what the real issue was the down branches on the power lines like you experienced. But what we would have every now and then is when the rain and the ice rain comes first, it would put like a coating over the power lines. And then when the snow would come, it would snap some power lines. And so if you were in like a rural area, I'm not kidding you, it would be 3-4 weeks until you got your power back on.
That's bad stuff.
And we would get updates from these people, and these were some of the happiest people, just unplugged from the world, listening on their power, their hand crank radio, giving us daily updates, just celebrities in the world, type. Anyway, but let's get an update in the Marcellus, besides, the spike in weather and heat and that sort of thing in terms of thermostats. What's going on out there? Obviously Coterra, the merger happened, a year ago between the big companies out there. That's about probably getting some momentum now. I imagine they're landing on their feet now, so to speak. I guess ground running always, but...
Yeah, they are. I haven't noticed a lot of change since the merger.
Just the name.
Cabot Oil and Gas was, half of that merger.
Yeah.
And they've always been, frankly, one of my favorite drilling companies, producers in the Marcellus. They happen to drill for natural gas about, 20 miles, 25 miles from where I'm standing right now, on the other side of the border in Susquehanna County, Pennsylvania. That's the only county where they drill for natural gas. And not much changed, after the merger. I mean, they continue to get permits. I see their permit numbers, still coming through. I'm in touch with some of their people. Some of them are friends that work for the company. They have great people at what's now called Coterra. The only thing that concerned me, the major thing that concerned me about that whole merger was that given the price of oil, that perhaps, and because the other part of that's, basically located in the Permian and somewhat in the Anadarko, was that would they shift money away from natural gas drilling, because it's, we all of our drillers are producers. I call them drillers, but they're producers in the Marcellus, in the Utica, are constrained. The great ongoing theme here is we can't build any pipelines. We can't get anything done in the way of pipelines because of this vicious opposition from wackos, but they're well-funded and they go against us every square inch of any pipeline anywhere. So we're constrained. We're pretty much maxed at our takeaway capacity out of the Northeast. So I was concerned when it came to Coterra, would they say, okay, well, we'll just kind of keep bubbling along, but if we get really good return on our money from the oil plays, maybe we'll just scale back a little bit, you know, up in the Marcellus. Haven't noticed that they've done all that much scaling back, which is good from my perspective. So, you know, it's going pretty well for that company. And the one thing that they wanted to accomplish with this whole merger was an increase in their stock price, and that happened. They've done really well that way. Of course, all of our drillers are doing really well that way at this point. So,
how is the valuations out there in the Marcellus? It's it's really hard to gauge a lot of this stuff right now, but we're starting to see, I guess, the fog clear a little bit. What's going on out in your neck of the woods?
Well, when it comes to valuations, are you talking about the value of the companies themselves?
Yes.
Are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with the companies themselves I'm not exactly sure how it worked, you know, out in the Bakken and in the oil plays, but I know in the natural gas plays in the Marcellus and the Utica, if you go back around 4 or 5 years, I mean, you know, gas was selling in some of the local trading hubs, you know, in the Northeast here. You could buy gas for, you know, 50 cents per MCF, you know, and crazy numbers like that. Right now it's up over, well, I mean, the NYMEX is, you know, was approaching $8. And some of the physical trading hubs were well above $6, even in this area, which has just, you know, skyrocketed the prices. So if you go back 4 or 5 years with those really low prices, and with the companies spending, you know, money to drill like crazy, couldn't drill enough wells. The per share price, the capitalization of the companies just tanked. I mean, it was down, you know, sometimes 90, 92, 93% from what it had been, say, 7 or 8 years ago or 10 years ago. And so, you know, there's been all this coverage for years, you know, in places like the New York Times.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jim Willis with the Marcellus Drilling News, or to check out other exclusive interviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coming up next, we talk with Joe Sinnott with Whiting Partners. My name is Jason Spies. This is The Crude Life We Can Review.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com. But in the meantime, I've left something that I can't forget. It's short fibers are turning tidy, your fibers are burning bright. Short fibers are turning tidy, your fibers are burning bright. Short fibers are turning tidy, your fibers are burning bright.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you're never going to believe this, but MyPillow has gone doggone crazy. If you go to MyPillow right now and click on the special radio listeners link, you will have unbelievable specials for your best friend and yourself, too. Let's not forget about the $20 pillow to go along with these doggone crazy prices, like the pet blanket as low as $19.59 with the promo code Otis, or how about the MyPillow dog bed as low as $19.99, and their new product, Bleed Clot Pet, is flying off the shelves. It's ideal for dogs, cats, birds, and other pets. Folks, you are going to want to take advantage of this doggone crazy sale happening right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio specials link, and you'll get deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including these doggone crazy prices. Do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running around that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out.
still some of us every night. We make a toast to you, like isn't it nice that somebody had the presence of mind to speak up for you? Let there be light.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Coming up next, this is Joe Sinnott with Whitting Partners.
Joe Sinnott of Whitting Partners.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line today. Some days I go to the Zoom line. Some days I go to the phone line these days. We're trying to get a little more technical with our interviews. But today, because of the new Industrial Forest studios that we're moving into, the steel building and the whole deal, we're troubleshooting with some internet, so I do apologize to Mr. Joe Sinnott of Whitting Partners joining us today on the phone line, who originally we scheduled through the Zoom line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Jason, and there is no need for apologies. Always happy to chat with you via phone, carrier pigeon, internet, Zoom, whatever the means are. Always an enjoyable conversation. So happy to be here today.
Well, I appreciate it. I know for you, you're just a good-looking guy, so you don't have to get ready. But some people, you know, they take a half hour, 45 minutes to get ready for Zoom calls.
Yeah, well, it's been an evolving world in the world of Zoom now. I think everybody went through phases, right? You know, prettying themselves up to maybe not caring at all and landing somewhere in the middle just in time for them to return to the office setting and turn off their Zoom cameras. So, yes, it's been evolving, but, again, I don't mind not having to be on camera. It's a bit freeing at times, Jason.
Oh, I remember when we were trying to bring cameras into the studios at the radio station about 10 years ago, and, of course, the FMs right away, they wanted them yesterday, right? Pretty much all the FMs. No one in the AMs did. No one in the studios wanted them in there. Nobody in sales, nobody in management. And I just couldn't figure it out because, like, you know, IMIS and, you know, all these, you know, kind of, there was AM radio style shows on cable television and stuff like that. Like, you know, IMIS in the morning and Rush Limbaugh, I think, eventually ended up putting a camera in studio and that sort of thing. I'll never forget the general manager. Because the number one show was a guy and a girl. And the girl would, I'm not kidding you, roll out of bed, throw a hat on, wear the same, sweatpants from the night before, watching the soaps, that sort of thing. And she's like, nobody wants to watch that on camera. And they didn't want to lose all these big advertising contracts. You know, sometimes you don't want, you know, to open up the curtain. You just, you know, so today's not one of those days, but anyway. So let's.
I have nothing to say to all that, Jason. that's quite the setup for today's chat.
Yeah, I don't know why. Sometimes, you know, I'm getting older, so I reminisce. But let's talk about March Madness, if you don't mind, because March Madness marched right into April. The Madness marched right into April. And I don't want to talk about who won and lost, but you were representing, your podcast was represented by St. Peter's. St. Peter's was the big historic 15 seed. So from that side of things, it was really fun. But then you made it all the way to the Elite Eight, I think it was. But the story is afterwards. Man, they ain't got anybody left there but the towel boy. I mean, the coach left, the star players left. So executive coach Joe Sinnott of Whitting Partners, who was represented by St. Peter's, whose team basically blew up afterwards. I thought this is a good way to start today to talk about those companies right now that are experiencing turnover, that are experiencing blow-ups, that are experiencing all kinds of new leadership coming in. Like back when I was trying to put, you know, cameras in the radio studios 10 years ago, you know, before Joe Rogan, if you will. Let's talk a little bit about that, you know, since St. Peter's represented you, if you will. What do you make about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think first and foremost, when you're talking about St. Peter's, you're talking about an overly positive, you know, overwhelmingly positive situation, right? You know, I feel like it's a win-win-win for everybody involved. For the St. Peter's coach, who's now the Seton Hall coach, Shaheen Holloway, for the players on St. Peter's, and And again, I mean, we talk about the players on Seton Hall too, but you know, everybody's winning in St. Peter's itself, right? To be on the map, to have that exposure. That's not always the case in corporate turnover and turmoil and mass exoduses and all of those things. So, you know, I think by and large, as a coach, it's nice to start by accentuating the positive. And again, the way it was handled, you know, the way that Seton Hall announced the new coach, Shaheen Holloway, and Shaheen Holloway's there at Seton Hall with his 15 players, right? And he's giving them all the credit. And, you know, basically just, it was like everybody was happy. You know, everybody was happy. You know, Seton Hall's alumni base, again, thrilled to have, you know, a Seton Hall alumnus who had played for them, you know, what, 20 years or so ago. I mean, coming on board, like, everybody was happy, right? So, again, we can turn to the not-so-happy situations, Jason, but I think first and foremost, you know, people's human instincts are to go down the doom and gloom path, right? Oh, boy, this has changed. Oh, this is going to be tough. Oh, it's going to be costly. How are we going to recover? But, you know, you can look to a situation like that, where, again, St. Peter's lost its coach, as you said, what was it? I think at least three of their top players entered the transfer portal, so you know, they're likely heading off to other pastures. But
to listen to the full-length interview with Joe Sinnott of Whitting Partners or to check out other exclusive interviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. That's going to do it this week for the Crude Life Week in Review. I'd like to thank Joe Sinnott with Whitting Partners, as well as Jim Willis with the Marcellus Drilling News, and Curtis Shuck, the chairman of the board for the Well Done Foundation, for this week's Week in Review. Each and every one of these interviews are available at thecrudelife.com and more. Folks, thank you very much for joining us this week. We'll see you next week here on the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies, asking you to always remember, energy is more than an industry. It's a way of life.
Loving you the way that I do, because you could love somebody like you. They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to behold, nothing you could do would make me go. We'll let the world judge what they don't know. Giving me a heartbeat, making me never want to leave.
More than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you're never going to believe this, but MyPillow has gone doggone crazy. If you go to MyPillow right now and click on the special radio listeners link, you will have unbelievable specials for your best friend and yourself, too. Let's not forget about the $20 pillow to go along with these doggone crazy prices, like the pet blanket as low as $19.59 with the promo code Otis, or how about the MyPillow dog bed as low as $19.99, and their new product, Bleed Clot Pet, is flying off the shelves. It's ideal for dogs, cats, birds, and other pets. Folks, you are going to want to take advantage of this doggone crazy sale happening right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio specials link, and you'll get deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including these doggone crazy prices. Do not forget to use the promo code Otis.